Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Astrological Intentions. I am your host, Alex Reavy, along with the desk duchess herself, Sandy Reavy.
Hi, everybody. Out shopping.
It is episode 291, February 19th. Let's get right into it. In the transit, starting off the week, February 22nd, Thursday, Venus conjunct Mars in Aquarius.
Neither is strong nor weak.
February 23rd, Friday, Mercury ingress Pisces.
Oh, but fall in detriment for him.
February 24th, Saturday, full moon at 5 degrees of Virgo.
This is at 6:30 a.m. Look at her. Get up early and look at her.
And Venus square Jupiter.
Grow what you can.
Then in Talisman time, Sandy has finished up many talismans and two special upcoming. On the horizon, we have our constellation bracelet workshop we want to talk about with you, as well as our Hay House event. And in our house, Sandy and I are going to chat about our Valentine's this year. So stay tuned for this episode of Astrological Intentions.
I say go do you. Now travel far, share your stories and earn your scars, it's you. Say you are the one you will answer to when this life is done. Don't waste a minute, jump in the river, wash yourself clean so you can deliver you the
story of... Hello, Desk Duchess.
We're saying desk.
Desk.
Because it sounds like death. Desk.
Oh, no.
Desk.
Yes. No, yeah, you're in the market for a new desk.
I want to buy one for Andrew and Rachel. And so I'm heading down there tomorrow to look at them. And I thought, oh, so I went around looking for a desk today.
For a new desk job. Cool. Yeah. Super cool. They have a lot of work to do when it comes to the computer and working at a desk, which they're both transitioning into, which is pretty cool. All right, so I want to go direct to all you listeners. Thank you so much for sending in your feedback. It really is our soul food. So this one is from Lisa L. She is a clairvoyant medium and business intuitive. She says, 5 stars, absolutely incredible. She says, I've had the incredible fortune of crossing paths with Sandy, a truly remarkable individual whose warmth and compassion radiate from her soul. Through her quarterly transit astrology readings, Sandy has provided me with invaluable life strategies and profound insights. Having been immersed in astrology since the age of 14, I've encountered various practitioners, but Sandy stands out as one of the finest.
Ooh.
Navigating the complexities of transiting planets in my chart, including a Saturn return, could have been daunting, but Sandy's guidance made all the difference. She not only helped me weather these intense astrological phases, but also empowered me to extract the wisdom and growth they offered. Her guidance was not only accurate, but also deeply supportive, offering practical advice tailored to my unique journey. I find myself revisiting the recordings of our sessions repeatedly, each time discovering new layers of wisdom and affirmation in her words. Sandy is undeniably a blessing in my life, a beacon of light whose mission is to assist others in discovering and walking their destined path.
Oh my gosh, Lisa.
That was a mic drop right there.
Lisa, thank you. I'm humbled. Seriously, like that was beautiful. I love working with her. She's about ready to take off, man. And that's super high all the way up to her 10th house profession and respectful, information she gives. She's brilliant herself.
Yeah. So clairvoyant medium and business intuitive, takes one to know one. We're excited to see all the things that Lisa creates in the future.
Yeah.
So shall we move on and into the transit?
Yeah, let's do it.
February 22nd, we start off the week kind of late astrologically with Venus conjunct Mars in Aquarius.
Yeah, Venus and Mars have, Venus has met up with Mars at 5 degrees of Aquarius. And they're neither one of them are strong, but neither one of them are weak. So are they equal? Or are they so different? You know, we do connect to this masculine energy of Mars. She's moving toward Mars. So she softens Mars. But is she connecting to the masculine in new ways? You know, recognizing that you two are different, but equal. You know, we want to nod head and no raising of fists. Solve issues mm-hmm. with new techniques because it's in the sign of Aquarius. So, you know, use new ideas, use new forward thinking things. Don't go backwards into the old fashioned or the same-o. My gosh, Aquarius does not want same-o.
No. Ick. Yeah. Right. So February 23rd, Friday, Mercury ingress Pisces.
Yeah, this will be when we're sleeping. This is at 1:29 a.m. Chicago time. And Mercury, boom, falls into Pisces and goes into detriment. So fall and detriment. This
doesn't sound good.
It doesn't, but I'm the one that has this, you know, Mercury in Pisces. I own this. This is my natal position and in the eighth house too. So again, my Mercury is just kind of like hiccuping down the block, but it can do things here. It can do things. It can dream. It can meditate. It could hum. It could la, 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 just about whatever, Mon, right? And it can read.
And vision. I think visioning too.
Vision the future. It can time travel. So, you know, dig the Mercury in Pisces. You have about 3 weeks of it here. I'll get a Mercury return. But hey, some people don't like Mercury retrogrades. In fact, when I was learning astrology, I'm like, I bet I have a Mercury retrograde, and I didn't, but my Mercury's in Pisces. So it feels like I'm, you know, not with it sometimes because I'm way, maybe I'm higher than most people. Ha ha, that's a funny joke. I'm higher than most people. I don't mean it as a pedestal and I don't mean it as ganja, but I just mean like my brain is up here, you know?
Right.
Brain, my mind.
In the lalas, sometimes you need to wrangle you back down. Right. So
it's not bad, but you know, traditional astrologers look at this as fall and detriment. So mm-hmm. that's what we call it.
So February 24th, Saturday, we have two transits. The first is a full moon at 5 degrees of Virgo.
This is at 6:30 in the morning, Chicago time. So I say, look at her. She's going to be, you know, the sun's coming up and she's going to be going down. So really, if you're able to see her before 6:30 a.m. Chicago time, if you could see her at least 30 minutes before the sun comes up, because she'll probably be caught in the trees or caught behind some buildings. So maybe if you could just get me 30 minutes to an hour, or even that night before, you know, at Friday night, you're going to be able to see her really bright, but she's not totally full until that 6:30 in the morning. And she'll actually, by that time, just be down over the horizon. But this is 5 degrees of Virgo. So, you know, we have to think the sun is in Pisces and moon is in Virgo. It's a full moon. And we have Mercury in Pisces at 2 degrees. So the 2 to 5, Mercury's combust. Mercury's combust the sun. Also, we have Saturn at 9 degrees of Pisces. So this sun, Mercury, Saturn are all in this combination. So we got the moon opposing those, but we do have the moon making a beautiful trine to Jupiter. So feeling, this is a feeling kind of placement, feeling, therefore finding flaws in your visions. These are things that you can correct. You want to see what is off in the vision that you're having. Because the moon in Virgo wants to know specifically the details, the procedures, the process. and we can see, oh, we were going to go down that road because the sun is in Pisces, right? Sun is in Pisces. So the sun is like, what's my vision, man? And you'll hear why I keep my whole language is Jamaican these days. And that's all I got. and mom.
Yeah, man.
But the moon opposite in Virgo is like, let's get picky, but only to correct anything that needs correcting, not things that don't need correcting. Don't get so analytical and picky. It's trine Jupiter. So Jupiter.
Critical. Yeah.
Don't be so critical. Just take a look. And it's a feeling. Feel and find what you can correct. You know, like you're not going to,
right.
You're not going to really correct the shape of my face. Right. You're not going to correct the texture of my hair, you know, naturally.
Or the texture of the moon. Right.
Right. So it's kind of like, see what's happening here. And do you need to switch things around or see it at a different level? It's all good.
Right. And then the second transit of Saturday, the 24th, Venus square Jupiter.
Right. So this is around 10 p.m. later that night on Saturday night. And it's with reception. And so Venus has helped out here with making the connection to Jupiter while Jupiter is visiting Taurus. And who owns the domicile of Taurus, where Jupiter is? Venus. So Venus is saying, hey, I've got a direct connection to you. You're at my house. How are things going? Right. So grow what you can. The ones that you know you can't make better, increase, more prosperous, those things, those subjects or those projects or those people or those relationships or whatever that is that you know you can't grow, give them away to others to grow. Share. Uh-huh.
Right.
I really like this. It's not my favorite day of the month, but this is really kind of like a magical moment. Of, hey, you know, for instance, it was so funny because I was talking about basil and I was like, Mom, I can't grow big basil in my pots on my rooftop deck. But Mom, you had this incredible, beautiful garden. I mean, she doesn't do any vegetables, but I'm like, can I have one section in the back where I have like three massive, well, they start small basil plants, and then I'll make you all the pesto, basil pesto that she loves of mine. She loves my our.
Yeah.
I made it, right? So she's agreed to that. So it's kind of like, I can't grow basil big. She can. So I've asked for her to grow what she can. So I'll go buy it.
Right.
But I can't. So that's a comment that I just had that conversation with her today, and I'm reading this next week. Isn't that cool?
Right. Yeah. I love that. Grow what you can and what you can with those that support you too. All right. So let's move into talisman times where you have finished up one talisman, the Saturday, February 17th, to develop expertise and patient safety protocols.
I love this one. This is Jupiter in the 12th house. Jupiter in the 12th house is bringing wisdom into 12th house activities, which can be hospitals or prisons or you know, places where one goes to heal, right? Where one goes off the radar and they're not so public there. So this one, and it's the moon coming up over the horizon in Gemini. So Gemini is the rising sign that is ruled by Mercury. Mercury is in the 9th house of higher wisdom in Aquarius. And the moon's making a beautiful trine to Mercury. So there's a nice reception here. So I easily enhance my knowledge, hone my abilities, and contribute to delivering superior care to those in need. All are well.
I see this being a wonderful talisman for a doctor.
A doctor
who really cares about their patients.
You know, even Rachel, my daughter-in-law, who's in the nursing school. So it's like somebody that wants to learn to develop expertise in patient safety protocols. Like, what does one do when this situation occurs? Right. So it's kind of an ongoing, whether you're new or you're a seasoned a medical practitioner. I like this one. Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah.
Right. It's so the upcoming the upcoming talisman, we have two going to be made Monday, today, February 19th, to create a loving and nurturing family.
I provide a safe and joyful environment for my children, current and future, fostering their growth, curiosity, and well-being. We are family.
Da, 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 da.
So this one, this one may be done, of course, if you're, what time we send out the podcast, probably 7 a.m. This one's going to be done at 8 a.m. And this one's really nice. The moon is in Cancer, in the fifth house. So this is very fertile. This could be great for someone who's looking to have a healthy a pregnancy. So whether this is you already have children or you are planning them, this is a good pregnancy talisman. And the moon is making a nice trine to Saturn in the first house in Pisces, which is a fertile sign. And then the moon is making the next aspect to Jupiter in Taurus, a fertile sign. So really, I really like this one too. This is great for pregnancy and being just the, whether mother, father, I haven't decided if I'm going to do small bead or large bead, but you know what? I'm decided right now. I'm going to make a small bead. So this could be a great for a father figure. Yeah. Because Saturn is in the first house. So to be the authority figure in the which is usually a father.
Yeah. Okay. And the second talisman of Monday, February 19th, to foster meaningful connections and build strong social alliances, which is similar to the talisman we just described.
Right. Well, it's because it's just a couple hours later, right? This is at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And this is the moon in Cancer making that sextile to, because the moon has moved away from Saturn a little bit, even though it was a trine, and is now just making the direct connection to Jupiter with mutual reception. And this is, I aspire to contribute positively, uplift others, and collectively work towards a more compassionate and interconnected world. This is about coming from the first house of the moon to make a sextile to Jupiter in Taurus in the 11th. Mm-hmm. So these are just such great ones. And, you know, we've taken these two I Can Do It Hay House events if they're not selling here, you know, if they don't pre-sell or sell on the website.
Right. True. And everybody, don't forget the talisman of the month for February is to engage and agree with authority figures. I see you on an equal playing field. We admit we are each human and have concerns around this subject. We have the same opinion and work toward it in unison. We are linked up. Mm-hmm. This is Moon in Gemini, trine Saturn in Aquarius. This is a really wonderful talisman for really engaging and working with your kind of superiors and peers and all working together as a team. Mm-hmm. So let's move on to the horizon, where we have our constellation bracelet workshop that we're announcing here on the podcast, which is for the spring equinox. It is ready and waiting for you on the website. I'm going to include the link in the description if you are interested. But these constellation bracelet workshops they're like a whole month long, a whole month and a half long.
This one is 6.5 to 7 weeks long. This one's longer than normal because I wanted to go grab Venus moving into Taurus, and I wanted to go grab Mars moving into Aries. These are two really beautiful placements of when these personal planets move into their favored placement or domicile. and where they do really managerial, supportive, resourceful work. So I wanted to put that into this particular constellation bracelet. You know, we haven't run a constellation bracelet in 2 years.
In a little while.
2 years. And somebody just recently asked about it. Two people asked about it who have, one of them had taken several of them before. And I said, you know what? Okay. Just have to ask and I'll put it together. And so we did. And so we're looking for just actually two more people to round out our beautiful group.
Yeah. And this is the Constellation Bracelet Workshop. If you don't know about it, it is worth the investment to jump over and check it out, because one, it's a beautiful bracelet, but each bead is made at a very certain time where you, your chart is directly connected to. So that during the process and when these beads, each of these beads is being made, it's a small group that comes together, all online, all virtual, and you get to say and talk about what that connection is for you. So that during this 6 to 7 week process, you are individually creating each bead with a set of intention. And it turns out to be this beautiful constellation in the sky that you can really reflect on, and it has tons of meaning for you.
It has.
We love this.
Right? Because we get together 12 times. We always start at a new moon. And again, we usually finish at a full moon. However, I'm grabbing that Venus in Taurus and Mars in Aries energy because everyone will need that forever. You know, it's so great.
Yeah.
You know, in between this time will be the lunar eclipse. And we're not making a bead on the, you don't make talismans on the eclipses. We don't. So we are not making a bead on that day. So we are aware of what is occurring. We don't necessarily set intentions during that time.
Right. Not each of the days. But if you are curious and interested, if you click the link in the description, you'll be shown the schedule with the dates that are available for each of these bead meetings, the Constellation Bracelet Workshop meeting. So let's move on to our Hay House I Can Do It show that is in Phoenix, Arizona, March 23rd to the 25th. This is a really awesome event. We can't speak highly enough about it, but click on that link. And I'm sure you're going to see a couple names that you know and that you admire. And they're going to be there where you can sit at their keynotes and just take in the information, take in the beautiful community and the energy that is abundant there. So just as a quick note, remember we have our Greece retreat in September, as well as the Egypt retreat in October. Both of those are listed there where you can check out all of the details. We even have a really beautiful, very specific itinerary for the Egypt retreat where you get to learn about all of the temples, all of the cities all around Egypt that we will be visiting. So if you are interested in joining any of the retreats, but you have a few questions, don't forget you can schedule a free 15-minute call with Sandy. Click that link in the description as well. Woo-hoo. If you are interested. So let's move into our house.
There's one place left for Greece. I've actually asked for more rooms, but I haven't received any more rooms, additional rooms for that particular retreat. And I just want to talk about Egypt real quick. We have the early bird. We're going to have three prices for Egypt because Egypt's, as you come on board to Egypt's retreat, the price goes up a little bit because the costs are going up throughout the year.
Right.
So we put this early bird together until March 1st. Then it goes up slightly, and then it'll go up again during the summer. So if you are thinking of it, We're asking for $1,000 down payment because this one's a little bit different because we'll be moving so many times throughout our Egypt retreat that all these hotels have to be secured in advance.
Right.
Anyway, so I'm so excited for that one though.
It's going to be pretty awesome. Yeah. So let's move into our house where we're going to chat a little bit about our Valentine's this year.
What did you do?
So the whole time our plan was going to be pretty low-key. However, I got surprised with 4 dozen red roses, which was really beautiful.
Like four dozen? That's 4 times 12? Like,
it's a lot of roses. I didn't expect it. And I don't even think he really expected it either. Because when we were going grocery shopping, they had like the bouquets, right? And so I was picking up things. I was like, okay, well, what are we going to want to eat? We're going to maybe eat some salmon and, you know, make it like a little special Valentine's Day dish. And he picked up 2 bouquets of red roses. What he thought he was thinking of was 2 dozen, but he didn't realize that it was each bouquet was 2 dozen. So he got 4 dozen red roses.
Oh,
but still, I'm still very excited about this.
Yeah, we're not gonna.
I found out later that he didn't know it was 4 dozen.
Well, some things we it's best to just press our lips together and smile.
No, I mean, I think it was funny. And because it really, like, at first when you looked at the bouquet from the top, it looked like a dozen, but they're like just cut a little bit lower was the second dozen red roses underneath that. So it was like, oh, wow.
Probably for packaging. So they could fit more in a container.
Totally.
Yeah.
That's totally it. Yeah. So, anyway, it was pretty funny, but, it was a really wonderful, beautiful Valentine's Day. Just eating at home, beautiful meal, candlelight. We had a fireplace. We had our dinner table set. It was wonderful.
Oh, that's nice. Mine was completely different.
Tell me about yours.
So I'm here in Cincinnati, you know, hanging out with my mom, and she's getting better and better and better every day as she ages every day. And so, you know, we just celebrated her 92nd birthday. So here's my 92-year-old mom. Can't wait till Bob Marley One Love movie comes out. So
love it.
It comes out. It came out on Wednesday, which is Valentine's Day. And I said, Mom, you know, let's you and I do a Galentine's Day. And she's like, Galent. She didn't have no idea. She's never heard of Galentine's.
Really?
So. She's like, well, go get my credit card and I'll pay for it. And I'm like, no, I won $20 at the Super Bowl squares that we played on Super Bowl. So I said, no, Mom, this will be my treat. So when I go online to buy the tickets, because I want to make sure we are going to go at the matinee, the 4 o'clock, you know, movie, senior day on Wednesdays at whatever this is, AMC or whatever. And so I got these tickets for $7.50 a piece. So we had enough.
Oh, that's wonderful.
For popcorn.
That's great.
$20. But so we get to, you know, Bob Marley and, you know, come on. I love reggae music. I mean, I've seen all of his children who are performers. I've seen them all multiple times in concert. I've been to Jamaica. I went to his birthday bash where all his kids performed at that same place that he used to perform. They did a birthday bash about in the 1990s. And I was at that in a Negril. So it was just, I love Bob Marley. So I can understand the dialect way better than my mom. So about halfway through the movie, she turns to me really loudly and kind of says, I don't understand a word they're saying. I was like, oh, Mom, neither do I. We're just really here for the music, right? Like, And so she kind of calmed down a little bit because she was kind of feeling like, you know, something's going on.
She was losing her mind. Right, right, right.
Because she can't pick up. She could pick up about one third of the conversation. And when, you know, Bob Marley, the actor, spoke, she couldn't understand a word he said. So, you know what, you know, da people, yajama, you know, all, you know, it was just like, mom's just not used to that language. And so I was like, yeah, mom, I don't understand anything either. Let's just chill out and enjoy what we're seeing. But they give you posters. I have a Bob Marley One Love poster. They gave
posters,
like, nice. I don't know, 2,200 people or something, these posters. So mom has a poster. And we were singing along with the music. I would highly recommend that music. It's not long enough, right?
The movie is not long enough?
No, it's only an hour and 47 minutes.
It's about right.
Anyway, that was our Valentine. It was really fun.
Oh, that's awesome. It's so cool. We have a matriarch who's a Bob Marley fan.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's a wrap on our episode today. Thank you, everybody, for listening in. Again, don't forget to send in your feedback, your 5-star reviews. We love, love, love them. They're our soul food, so thank you so much. And we will see you all next week, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.
One love.
I say go do you. Now travel far, share your stories and earn your scars. It's you. That you are the one you will answer to when this life is done. Don't waste a minute, jump in the river. Wash yourself clean so you can deliver you. The story of you, the story of you. The story of you, the story.